When I was called as a general authority, I was blessed to be tutored by many of the senior brethren in the church.
I had the opportunity to accompany President N. Eldon Tanner to a state conference in Alberta, Canada.
Some years ago, I was with President Marion G. Romney meeting with mission presidents and their wives in Geneva, Switzerland.
Shortly after I was called to serve as a stake president in 1987, I talked with a good friend who recently had been released as a stake president.
Went to Salt Lake City, and there I found myself seeing President Spencer W. Kimball.
As we talked with these stalwart leaders, I always asked this question.
This story comes from a marvelous talk given by Marvin J. Ashton in April of 1985. He dedicated his remarks to President Kimball and told various stories on how this living prophet had impacted the life of Elder Ashton.
A few years ago, I was in my office about 6:30 a.m., I am mentioning that so you'll know that I was there early. It takes some of us a little longer. My phone rang, and as I answered it, I recognized that special voice that said, "Marvin." I replied, "Yes, President Kimball." He said, "Could I come up and see you?" His office is on the first floor, and mine's on the third. That's the only time I'm ever higher than he is. My reply was, "President Kimball, if you want to see me, I will be right down." He then responded with, "Would you do that?" He did not exhibit any authority. There was no feeling of, "Do you know who this is, or you'd better come?" He courteously said, "Could I come up and see you?" When I told him I would be right down, his voice reflected gratitude as he said, "Will you do that?" I went to his office in a hurry. After we shook hands, he handed me a letter and said, "How would you answer this?" I read it quickly and said, "President Kimball, you might want to consider this approach," and told him what I thought. "I agree," he said. "That is my thinking also." He shook my hand and I was on my way, reflecting about a prophet who asked for counsel and puts himself above no man.
May we always be willing to ask for counsel from others without putting ourselves above them. To lead in this church is to rely on others. Just because one is the leader doesn't mean they have all the answers. We have been blessed by modern day prophets not because they have all the answers, but because they are surrounded with people that have the answers, and they are willing to ask for counsel.